This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The House Education Committee approved the same K-12 funding plan on Thursday they rejected earlier this session. That reversal suggests movement in the biggest debate surrounding next year's budget. The plan is the same one supported by the Senate, the governor, and state education leaders. It would give teachers a $1,000 pay raise, bump support staff pay by $500, and send an additional $39 million to schools.
Is it enough? Absolutely not. Is it a start? Absolutely yes.
Senate Education Leader Blade Morish urged lawmakers to advance the proposal. But approaching the final week of session, House leaders say they're still not sure the state can afford both pay raises and more school funding. Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry said that'll be a question left for his committee to consider before session ends June 6th.
My goal would be to tell you what will not be funded if we fund this. You might be okay with that, but I believe it's my job as chairman to be able to tell you what is not being funded because we're doing something else.
The House approved a budget that would give teachers a larger raise of $1,200, increase support staff raises to $600, and remove the $39 million increase to schools. But those numbers are at odds with the K-12 funding formula advanced by the Education Committee Thursday. In order for the pay raises to be permanent, the two need to match. Representative Pat Smith says if that's not the case, it's not really a pay raise.
It is totally a stipend, a bonus, basically.
Education leaders say Thursday's vote is a step in the right direction, but the key committee decision will be made over the next few days as House Appropriations considers the funding proposal. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.